time for the Second Funniest Podcast with your hosts, the Kevin Miller and Justin Wersch. Have fun, guys.
Oh, you have fun. Well, thank you, Sam. Hello and welcome to the Second Funniest Podcast. This is episode 436. I'm your host, Justin Wersch. With me, as always, is the Sony, the Roni, the My Sharoni. I should have done that differently. That would have been better if I would have ended with My Sharoni. I don't know why Sam still hasn't made a new theme song.
He's had, since last episode, he hasn't done any work.
Right. Well, there's literally 30 seconds between we hit stop and record, and he has not come up with anything. Those Brits are not good at anything, but that's neither here nor there.
Well, they had the Diamond Jubilee, would have been last week.
And it's not very good.
Which, did you know that it was originally going to be, it should have been the 75th anniversary, but one of their monarchs a few generations ago, they were like, she won't live to be 75, let's have her Diamond Jubilee at 60. I'm serious.
That's why
it's at 60, because Diamond Anniversary is always 75, except for the monarch of England.
And now this is just for this current queen, or is this from way back in the day?
The last one that got 60. Because to live 60 years old, to be the queen for 60 years is a big deal.
I would like to maybe one time if we have Sam on the show or something again, I would like to understand when it was, or actually, I'll look it up on the internet. Never mind, Sam. When the queen and the king were no longer in charge.
They're still in charge.
Oh, snaps.
Yeah. They have... given the authority to rule the nation to parliament, which is voted on by the people.
Uh-huh.
So it's essentially a republic.
And they could just take it back.
They could, in theory. They never will. That's kind of the understanding.
Or will they?
But I think it's great because, you know, you talk to most, there are going to be English people that hate the queen and hate the government, hate the establishment, think it's a waste of money. But I think for like a rallying cause for a people, I think it's clear. I mean, their
statement is... I don't know why. I've been very pro-British lately. It's
great.
Really weird for me.
Their mantra is God save the queen. God save the queen. And those are prayers. And I not to be weirdly spiritual on you, but I think there's no surprise to me that the queen can live to be 60 years old. We have an entire nation praying daily, you know, on the lips of their tongue every day, God save the queen. She's gonna live to be 60.
Now it's weird, Kevin.
Nah, come on.
I'm kidding. Here's the thing.
Here's the thing. Jesus loves you.
He's backpedaling for no reason at all. Okay. Well, hold on.
Okay, wait.
TheKevinMiller.com.
I should give you one of my business cards. Did I give you one of my business cards?
No, you did not. You have business cards. Did you make them just for
E3? Oh, yeah.
Daddy. Oh, that's right, because you're doing the voice.
I got my new website up.
Yes, people have checked that out. I did.
TheKevinMiller.com.
I'm a big fan. I agreed with somebody's feedback that you should be able to hit pause and play. That was my only thought.
It's on the side there.
I think it wasn't obvious. Maybe then.
I kind of like that. It was like I got that from your website.
Oh.
I like that your website just starts.
Just
like there's
goes.
There's no fighting it. You come to the website.
That might not still be true.
Well, I like that aspect of it. Like come to the website. This is it. And I was like, that's really all I've got content wise. Our buddy Ian Mackey commented. It was very sweet. He said, I miss all the content that was there because I used to have comic strips and all sorts of stuff. But with the exception of the homemade comic. Everything else was just a Facebook page because that page was 10 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, I had my interests. I had, I talked about things that I was a fan of. I had my photos up there. I had some stories that I had written. I guess that's true. That's not very Facebook.
That demo, by the way, though, is incredible.
Do you like it?
It is incredible.
Yeah, thanks.
Honestly.
That's Mick Wingert, and I put that together. And Mick is a very good demo guy. Have you talked to him yet?
Yes.
Yeah.
As a person?
No, to do your demo.
I'm sorry, who?
Okay. He's been on the show.
No, Daddy needs money. As soon as Daddy gets money. Daddy's going to get a demo.
Yeah, you should. He's a good guy. He'll work with you and get your auditions. He's got a ton of copy and stuff.
Milk me like a mouse.
There it is. But making these cards
was... voices.
Everybody who got one of these cards over E3, I hand tore them. They're just card stock, so it makes them...
It looks
flimsy,
nice. Yeah, it looks like a style thing.
Yeah, exactly. So what I did is I fold them,
then licked them. Yeah.
And tore them. So everybody
DNA,
got one.
Everybody.
Got a little bit of
everybody
little clone ability.
Get your Kevin Miller business card, complete with mono.
I was surprised how many I went through, too. Like, I thought that I was just going to give out two, but I don't think there was a booth I hit that the conversation of, I'm the voice of Sly Cooper, and they're like, oh, great, let me see your card and stuff. So it was fun to go and, like, actually network.
Next year you should put Sly on here, on the business card.
You know, I thought of that. I just didn't, I didn't know.
You know what? No, that's smart, because if you run into somebody else, if part of that is kind of networking, if you run into somebody else, and then it's like on commercials, when you have a resume, you don't list your commercials in case you're auditioning for a conflicting product.
Exactly.
And they don't know, then you don't need to tell them.
Yeah,
so
that's the thing. It's like, most of the people are like, oh, that's great, or have a friend, or people that introduce me like, oh my gosh, so great to meet you. Hold, stay right here. Come here. This is the voice of Sly. Oh, it's great to meet you. Because at E3, everybody, they're us. They're like people that are way into the industry, way into the culture of gaming. So they love it. And it was just fun to go around and to meet new people and be able to have that to talk to them about. And meeting some of these developers, I mean, they are so passionate about games. And it's so great to see. Like, I got to play the game with a lot of the actual developers, and like, it's amazing to sit there and rock through these games with the guys that made it, and they're still like, this is so cool. Like, it's so great. Like, yeah, man, this is awesome. Last time we talked all about what was going on at the Sony booth. So I left there and went to these guys here, Snail Games USA. I wanted to make sure I said it right. But they're great. They're a big MMO company, and they've released all these great titles that I haven't seen before. And some of they're all pretty cool and a little different, like kind of breaking the MMO mold. Let me grab this book.
Yeah, go for it. This the game that they're promoting, they have an iPhone cover called The Age of Wushu.
Yeah, they gave me that.
Is that an MMO game or?
Yeah.
Oh.
So that one, I believe, because they had a few things on the floor. Like they just said, it was funny, sandwiched right in between Sony and Nintendo was this Snail Games. And I was like, this is prime real estate. These guys aren't messing around. But they've been around for about 5 years. They said they're right next door to EA physically in the real world. And they've got like 10 people in their offices, and EA's got like 20,000. I was like, oh, do you guys get into water balloon fights and stuff? They're like, yeah. And we always win. I don't know how. I was like, because they don't know you're playing.
So tired of those snail jerks. Coming in and throwing water on our computers.
So this
it's really
game,
expensive.
Why? So he was talking about an Age of Wushu, I believe it was, that like it was so great. He's like, this is our samurai-based MMORPG. And he's like, if you hold down shift, you'll speed dash. And sure enough, it becomes kung fu. Like the whole world like blurs past and I'm moving fast, which never happens in an MMO. You never get to run fast in an MMORPG. And then
even
he's
when
like,
you'd run fast in DC Universe Online.
Yeah, it was like
not really running fast.
So then, and he's like, if you run at a wall, you'll run up it. Sure enough, bam, that never happens. Like I ran right at a wall, just went right up the side of the wall. And he's like, you can do triple jumps. I was like, the triple jump? This never happens. So you're breaking the rules, man.
It makes me laugh at how simple it is. Like just like, the idea of like, okay, jump. Okay, hit jump again.
Yeah,
all right, that's cool. No, hit it again.
What?
Yeah, mind
you can't
blown.
Do that.
Blood vessel burst in an eye.
It hurts. It hurts. I love the name that they called
it. It hurts so good.
How do you call yourself the Snail Games? Like, that takes some pretty big balls to be like, yeah, we're so awesome, we're Snail.
Yeah.
It's
we
like,
move super slow.
Exactly. Because we're that cool. We don't need the name.
I thought there's one of these called Throne of Fire, but the logo kind of looks like Game of Thrones on the previous page
here.
And I thought it was called Throne of Games. And
Throne
I was like,
of Games.
That is awesome.
These guys are on
I'm on board.
So the Heroes of Gaia, I think was
Gaia.
Gaia, thanks. I think was what I was checking out. And it looks beautiful. I don't
all
know
this
what
artwork
kind of,
looks amazing.
I don't know what kind of PCs they're running underneath the hood, but it was like gorgeous, very clever worlds, and just a beautifully put together game, and all ported over from Japan, it looked like. But this game, the guy I was talking to today, I believe his name was Robert, Five Street, wouldn't you say that was?
Yeah, Five Street.
It's like, he said it's an online, free-to-play, like, social game where it's all about music, hanging out, and clothes, and fashion, and style. That's how he described it.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you go, and he's like, you get to DJ a little, you get to wear some clothes, you get to
Awesome
cool
graphics make everyone look hot with half the calories.
So, pretty cool stuff. And, again, I love talking to somebody that's just, like, into it. He's like, I developed the game, and then I liked it so much I went home and I was playing it on my own. He's like, I'm playing my own game. sitting there DJing my own stuff at
home. Remember that time you went to E3 and lived a gaming school commercial every 15 minutes?
Exactly.
But 10,000 times better because it was real.
Right. What's that commercial like? Hey, this needs more graphics in level 2.
Yeah.
Finish that up.
Yeah. We better hurry before she yells at us or something like that. And some, like,
That commercial is hideous.
So stupid.
But this is reality. Yeah. These guys are way into, you know, and everybody's having a good time.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, it is funny to me, like, hearing you talk about this. Like, why is it that every, and here's what I think it is, and I'm way talking out of school here, but that I think it's that there aren't enough people coming out of these schools going into the industry yet. You know what I mean?
Because
the schools are fairly new. Because I feel like it would be way better, instead of paying an actor, to pay some awkward nerd talking to another awkward nerd who's going to come to your school. You know what I mean? Cause, or maybe it's a marketing team getting in the way that they feel like they need to make it cool.
Yeah, but those commercials
are... But it's already cool, dummy.
Eric Rogers, that was his name. Cool guy.
From Sanzuro or this place?
From Snail Games,
okay, because I was like, that is nothing like Bailey.
No, I don't have Bailey. I you know, that commercial is ancient and from another generation of
but dumb. Even the ones today, though, that's like, would you like to make your own video games?
And you know what I mean? Like, that's not quite what it
put
is.
Put down the controller and start making it. Like, what?
It's like the LA Zoo. You've probably seen those.
All of those video game commercials describe a trip on shrooms, dude. That's what I think.
The LA print ad for the LA Zoo that they have, where it's like, it shows a kid holding a PS1 controller with the wire coming out of it, and next to that is him holding a turtle in the fashion that you would hold a controller, with the turtle's little face there, and it says unplug, get to the zoo or something. I was like, that ad would have been relevant 10 years ago, like
15 maybe.
Yeah, I'm like, no control, like, okay, unplug. I thought it was an ad for wireless controllers when I first looked at it. I'm like, why would somebody build a wireless controller out of a turtle? I was so confused. I'm like, oh, it's a disconnected,
the future is now,
like, these are from people that do not understand.
All right, we've developed this new thing for the Wii U. What it is it's a psychokinetic turtle. When you make contact with its shell,
right,
you think what you think goes into the turtle, and the turtle thinks it into the game. The only reason we have to use this turtle is because the FDA haven't approved chip implants for humans yet. So you have to... We put an antenna up this brain turtle's melt. Bunghole. And so you get to choose whether you want a tortoise or a red snapper.
Do you notice when you do this, I become your morning zoo guy. I just make the sound effects. So the last thing about Snail Games, and one of the games he was talking about, is that I said, so if it's free to play and this game looks great, like, what, you have like an in-game currency or something? Because a lot of those games, like, you buy different costumes and stuff. He said, yeah, there'll be some ways to pay to play in it. But he said, we're not going to do like buy content stuff, because a lot of games do that, like, oh, I want that sword that costs 40 cents. He said the way it's going to be is that when you first show up in the game, like the first day they play it, nothing will be available in the stores. You won't be able to buy anything to build the things. You're going to have to go out and mine the materials and learn the skills, build the things, and then the players will sell them in the stores. And he said no one person will be able to build most objects on their own, because it will take, it's a multifaceted, like, if you want to build a sword, right, you go to the guy, just as an example, you go to the ironworks guy to make the metal and get the sword, but the sheath comes from the leather worker guy, so it's multi-discipline thing. So to get the complete package, you got to have it, which forces people to work together, and stuff. I was like, these guys are talking my language, man, thinking outside the box, coming up with clever ways to create gameplay. And the word of the day at E3 all over the place was asymmetrical gaming, which means, like, you're doing one thing, I'm doing something different. We're not both with guns running through just trying to shoot at the same thing. Like, I have a gun, you have a periscope, that kind of thing. Like, last week,
dude, I'm going to die.
Yeah, exactly.
We get in a firefight.
We were talking.
I don't even have a submarine. I'm just running around. Like some kid at preschool. This is horrible. I do not want to play this game.
It was a terrible example. No, like with Epic Mickey, you know, Mickey's got one set of weapons, Oswald's got another set of weapons.
Good, you have a periscope. That was brilliant.
I have a machete, you get a candy cane. Go.
Oh,
flag!
I'm Jewish.
Game over.
Well, that was 99 cents. Why do we play
that game? I also like the idea that the guy who's super passionate about why he likes it happens to be the one with always the cooler weapon.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you're trying to sell me on this game. Right. We go, all right, that didn't work out. All right, okay, guess what? I'm going to have an M1 Abram.
Sweet.
You're going to drive a Fiat.
Ah! Here's a go. Okay, I get a teleporter time machine.
Okay.
You get a Mrs. Butterworth's.
I'm already dead.
So
you went back in time and killed me before we hit start. This is horrible.
And space. So
I'm diabetic. You could have just waited for the sugar to kill
Mrs. Butterworth. You're kind of racist.
So
speaking of asymmetrical gaming, I then popped over to the Nintendo booth.
It's a word of the day at E3. I don't know if you know that.
I did. I told you. Over there, and we'll talk about. I'd love to kind of debrief the press conferences and stuff, and kind of talk about what each of them are positioning for the next year ahead, and how they did in the conference. So we'll talk about that the next time. So reserving those comments, like they all over the floor. It was almost impossible to get a Wii U in my hands at first. And then I walked up and I was like, oh, there's no line here. And all it is like, view the panoramic view of the Wii U. I'm like, why would this be a thing?
Do you think people sit back and look at the lines and go, hey, maybe we should ditch this panoramic view thing?
Yeah. I don't know. Because the thing was like, on the main screen is just, is like the stationary view of the camera. So like the one where there was a guy running a rickshaw, right? So you can look down and see the guy pulling the rickshaw. And then from the panoramic view, you could look around the room and see whatever the camera. I'm like, technology.
It was in
like,
the rickshaw?
Yeah, from the rickshaw's point of view. So I was like, well, that's kind of cool. Like you found a use for that Google app thing, you know, the Google Maps
monocle thing.
Yeah, I'm like, but other than that, I don't really, like, does this really showcase your technology? None of the buttons work. Nothing did anything. And the girl even said, she's like, I don't know if you heard, but all this is a camera. I was like, got it. Thanks. But all the ladies there were very, very nice. I was very impressed across the board with the knowledge of all these people. But, you know,
are these ladies booth babes?
They're not booth babes, but they're like clearly hired guns. Like they were clearly hired for the week. They must have trained them all the time. And they, you know, they're pretty girls. And they knew their stuff and super inviting, not in a weird, like, sexual way. Just like a walk up to, we got to play the new Super Mario Brothers. And she's like, hey, did you, like, inviting you over. Just like, hey, did you want to play? Who wants, guys, you want to play? Here's the thing. So then we got to play the new Super Mario Brothers. And it's okay. It's just like, it's the same thing again. It's like a side-scroller game. Four guys running across the stream, jumping, hitting bricks, blowing up coins. And then using the Wii U pad, or the gamepad, I think is what they want to call it, you had the asymmetrical gaming. So while everybody else is doing like regular Mario stuff, the guy with the Wii pad is just touching the screen and making bricks appear that will fade away over time. So just real briefly, you have an extra brick. So they could like save you or block you. They can mess with you or help you. And that was kind of the fun of it. And it was kind of fun. But it was also like, it's really hard for one guy to try to save four people's lives at once. Because you get in each other's way. Like you jump on this object and I want to hit it, but you are already on it. I knock you off. So the guy's got to try to save you. Meanwhile, the two other people are doing something stupid on the screen. I was like, okay. And like, we literally, I didn't get to touch the Wii U pad. And she's like, oh, okay, great. And we're like, thanks. Walked away. And their big game is, this is funny, the big game this year is Nintendo Land. So Aaron Jameson and I were walking through, and I was like, oh, yeah, we're kind of looking at the games and looking at Luigi's Mansion and the Donkey Kong Country. And we're like, oh, okay, yeah, I get it. Like, it's kind of cool. And I'm like, oh, check it out. The floor is cool. So, because the carpet was kind of neat. And you know, man, the people may be cool there, but the other convention goers can sometimes be real dicks. Because not two people away, I heard this other guy go, it's the same floor every year. I was like, whatever, man. Were you in our conversation?
I judge your carpet.
Yeah, exactly. He's judging my comment about the carpet.
I thought it just was coincidentally. Like, no. He's like, oh, they don't bring new carpet.
No, he was like, eavesdropping on me and like, this guy doesn't know. Come on, idiot.
Rookie.
How do you not know that the carpet is
Look at that guy over there having fun, enjoying
exactly.
himself.
I was like, the what a dummy. Cool. I liked it. It was fun and playful, whatever.
Yeah. So, yeah, I bet it is. Yeah. Why don't you go have a churro? I bet they're a delight.
Tears.
I bet you also like frozen yogurt. Huh? Does that make you feel happy in your yum-yum spot?
I do, actually. I do.
Why don't you feel the touch and the love of a woman? How about that? I bet you would enjoy that.
You need a hug.
Huh? Yeah. Oh, I bet you like hugs, don't you? You know
what I like? Barbed wire. I sleep in it.
I love the episodes where I have stories to tell because we switch roles. Where you interrupt with the jokes. And so it went over there. So all three, this year, all three of the major console publishers were all in the same room. So from Sony and Nintendo, we went over to Xbox and checked out what they got going over there. And so what they have this? Remember you were talking about there is no Avengers game.
There is an Avengers game.
There's an Avengers Kinect game coming for the Xbox.
But it's Xbox only?
So it's I think so, because it's Kinect. So you choose, it's a fighting game, and you get to be the Hulk, and I watch this go, bah, 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 just smack around the Wolverine. Yeah, I was like,
that's
going to
be so expensive for me.
Did you sell your Kinect?
No, I don't have a Kinect.
Did you sell your 360?
No. Yeah. I told whoever names your kid, I was going to give it to him.
Oh, right. Don't do that. Keep it now.
It's going to be weird. Are you just going to have your kid not have a name?
Like, it's everybody. So it's like Spider-Man, Wolverine.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's like, it looks pretty great.
Jacob would love that.
I'm pretty sure this is the same one I saw later with Magneto and stuff in it.
Jacob's been playing Heroes on the Move all day today. And it is funny, like, you were talking a little bit about how I was raising a fanboy, and like, the minute the game turned on, like, he just lit up and was like, this is all I want to do all day. And he was sweating. Like, Simmons, he was sweating, this kid. And I would try to take care of his brother and make him stuff. He's like, Dad, I need something to drink. Like, he's outside playing soccer. I'm like, this is not this is not my video game world, son. You're supposed to turn pale skinned. And get winded getting up.
Yep.
You know, that's what playing, and all I did was play football on my gaming console when I was a kid. Yeah,
I don't know. It might be available on other platforms.
To see him punch at the screen like Hulk, he would love that.
I think that's what it's going for. And it looked like a lot of fun. There weren't a ton of people. We didn't really have time to wait
for. Did they show a release date for it at all?
I didn't look. But we should. Why don't you hit pause? Let's see if we can dig it up.
Let's see here.
Speaking of superheroes.
Meanwhile, at the Hall of Justice.
This fall, Battle for Earth this fall on the Kinect.
It looks pretty great.
Yeah.
So I highly recommend it. I wanted to play it, but really the way they had their booth set up, I don't know if you can see it in this picture, but there's just like one or two players in, and that's it.
Oh,
and everybody is standing around.
It's a big display.
Watching you play it. And it was like, there was a guy that I thought was an actor because he had Tony Stark's mustache. He was totally rocking it. And I'm like, nope, that's just a guy. So over there, there's a bunch of fun new stuff that's coming out for Xbox Live for the arcade that's there. If you're into it, I got to play a motocross game that was a ton of fun. You get to use your avatar from Xbox if you've got that guy. So you can just drop it. He's like, the guy told me he was from Austria. And he's like, I can't do the accent, but he's like, if you have Master Chief as your avatar, you can motocross as Master Chief because you get to do it. And it was great. It was a lot of fun for motocross stuff. There was this little fun game called Happy Wars, and it was like almost like I think they were going for like if a kid drew a game that was supposed to be a war game. So it was like a multiplayer kind of a capture the flag kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And the guy's like, it's multiplayer. And I was like, so like four? He's like, no, only one at a time, but you play against 35 other people. So you can have a team of 17 people against another team of 17 people all in the same. I was like, I don't even think I have that many friends. I can't do that game. And then this other game looked really fun. There was a ton of these. I wish I had more time to go through and look at them, but they won a bunch of awards too. It was called Skulls of the Shogun. It was like a turn-based Shogun-inspired strategy game with a little bit of action in it as well. So you have like a map, and then you have these haunted-looking skull zombie things that come over. You can haunt a rice paddy or haunt a crypt, and then you get special powers, and then you go and attack their guardian. It was a bunch of strategy and structure to it, but the art style alone was worth looking at. It was really cool. I recommend it when it comes down the pipeline. If you got that Xbox, check it out, because I like those downloadable games like Journey on the PSN. It was just like, what do you want? Download it. Boom. And it's right there.
I think that's an underrated market, downloadable games
and
arcade games.
They probably don't get as much press, but they're really good. I imagine for families, like when your kids gets a little older, you got a 7-year-old, and it's like, well, I can go rent a game for a weekend, and it's going to cost me $5. Or for 20, they can play this game ad nauseum for the next month. And
I don't even know what I'm going to do when Jacob gets old enough to play games.
I've told Kat already. that whatever console is out when the child is of console age, I said there is a very strong chance, honey, that we will both have the console.
Yeah, I told her at the time. Thing, yeah.
And she's like, what? No, I was like, do you see me play my game with other people? Like, they're just,
yeah, it's not, that's depends phased
on
out.
Where the industry goes. It might swing back that way, if this, the gaming consoles with like a secondary screen becomes a thing, maybe that catches on, but I don't think so. Yeah. I was like, we're going to need a room with multiple TVs.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to have to make him work too. Like that's going to, otherwise it won't be right if I just hand it to him.
Oh yeah. No.
Like
no.
He's going to have to do something for it. But anyway, blah, blah, blah.
That's a different show.
Yeah. Right.
So, that was all in one of the conference halls. I walked over to the other one and that's where all the software is. And I wanted to make sure I looked on the map. They had this sweet little E3 app for your phone. Where you just punch it up and then you have the map for all the conferences.
Smart.
Right there. Yeah,
they did the
right.
same thing for Comic-Con. And you could easily look at where the panels were, yeah. and you could navigate to them.
Remember when you had to find a map and carry the map around, and it got all junked up and tore up, and it was terrible. So you walk in there, and E3, we walked straight in and went right to SimCity, which is amazing.
Really?
It is. How much time have I set myself for? Oh my gosh, this game is incredible. I'm a huge fan of SimCity. When Christ comes back, he'll be like, so do you realize you spent the equivalent of 6 months of your life solid playing this game? I'm sorry, my Lord.
How it's going to go down. He's going to say, you realize you spent 6 months of your life, and you're going to say, yes, and with all due respect, that is why we survived the zombie apocalypse. And it's not a wasteland down there right now, because I helped rebuild.
And he will say,
from the ground
well
up.
Done, my good and faithful servant.
Yeah.
Which is from the Bible.
You are welcome.
I don't know if our theologies might be different here.
Now let's open these pearly gates because daddy's going to do some upgrading. You got nuclear power going in here? Because that's outdated.
Oh, man, I can't wait. So the thing that is so brilliant, have you ever played any of the SimCity games though?
Okay. Yeah.
So I was just thinking about this. And so this SimCity is multiplayer. Mind-blowing. And they said, I'm sure you're all wondering when you walked in here, how are we making this game multiplayer? At the end of the demonstration, I thought...
Some guy to go, this is multiplayer?
That's kind of what I did. The question was, how has it not been multiplayer this entire time? Because the thing is...
No, so the original question was...
So
nice floor!
So the thing that I was thinking about in SimCity, like, it always seemed like your objective was to create the perfect metropolis city. You had to have a university. You had to have a prison. You had to have a golf course. You had to have a rocket ship.
What's up? Commerce. Diplomacy.
Exactly. So what it is that you have a type of city. So they showed you, like, this city's kind of new. And it was like old country towns. First thing they show, they're like, so non-square roads. So, like, always in SimCity, those roads have always been on a grid. They're like, check this out. They just make a weird circle and then build stuff on it. I'm like, finally, non-straight roads. It's 2012. There better be non-straight roads. So that was pretty great. Then they zone it. You get to watch. You can zoom down in.
I just had this thought. It's like, and we have flying cars. That makes your roads irrelevant. Shut your face.
Shut your face. You out. Okay, so, oh, by the way,
your
in
floors
a room.
Are above average.
You wait outside, and then they bring you into a theater where they're playing the game, and they do a demo for 15 minutes, and that's it. Like, there's no demo. You can't touch it.
One of
no
the
pictures.
Simulators that I played that was like a SimCity type, but that to get, like, cotton for resources, they had a freeway sign that said, this is to this town, and that town has cotton.
Right, right.
So you'd have to send a truck to go out there and get it, and it would take time for it to go get it and then come back, and you had to send so many trucks to feed your factories and stuff.
So in this one, so they showed you, like, you build this stuff, and they zoom down in, and they show this house getting constructed, and then they show cars drive in, moving trucks come in, and you can see the little guys move in and out with boxes.
Wow.
That's
cool.
And then it was moved in.
That's really
And they're
cool.
like, so the way the game is built is that you can see that each
I can play this on my Mac, yes?
Yes, I think.
Oh,
maybe. Yeah. You can see that people have, well, your first computer game. You can see.
Well, it's not my first. I've had SimCity on this computer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The truth comes out. Yeah. So you can, the people have lives. They sleep somewhere. They live somewhere. So they said one of the things we wanted to eliminate that was typical to the game is that these data overlays, like, you know, when crime is there, or you know that traffic is there, or you know that electronics. So instead of doing that, they're like, just turn on night mode. You can either look at the regular, like, where's the power and all that stuff, or you can just go to night mode and you see what buildings are lit up. The buildings that aren't lit up aren't getting power. It's like, brilliant. Why didn't we think of that a long time ago? And then they made a big deal about it's even fun to place things in the world. So, like, normally you just click it over and then it appears, right, magically. Like, that's a zone. So you try to place a convention center down it. It, like, kind of wobbles around. It kind of ticks around on the world.
Until it says, okay, you could put it here.
Yeah, but it's fun to play it. Like, you can see that it's kind of fun to shuffle it around on the world. So then they're showing you, like, where we're going to pull on power lines. So you try to build, you have to build, you know, a power line a certain amount of distance and then lay another, what would those be called? A
power tower?
Sure, that connects the lines.
Tower of power?
If you go too far and try to build another one, the springs will catch, ring, 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 and bring it back. It won't let you play it. So not only, it doesn't say...
Instead of just a circle with a line through it.
Saying, you've gone too far, yeah. it has this animation, gong, 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 and you have to go back and be like, okay, here and here and here. Same thing with crime. So you can go and look at crime, and you can see, you can either toggle it so that it's like, white buildings have no crime, red buildings have crime, or you can just look, there's graffiti on the walls, there's blood stains.
This is the difference between you and me. What's white that? Buildings have no crime, black buildings have crime.
No, that's it was red. It was
I know,
red.
But black is the way it should
be. That, there it is. That is the difference between you and me. So all that is just, like, awesome. Oh, and then they showed a scene where, like, these guys pull into town, and they came from the neighboring city that has a lot of crime. No, we're not done! and this cop car, like, they rob a bank in the middle of it. And he's like, oh, good, the cops are showing up. That shows up in one every three demos. We don't know if it'll show up. And these cops pull up, and they do this whole bus, do-do-do-do-do-do. And then you get an achievement because you stopped a robbery because your crime, your police are better than your neighboring city. Where the crime came into town. So
wow. So these criminals come
from the neighborhood. So that's how the game is built. So this one city we started with was like this little tiny kind of commercial town. It was very new. And he's like, let's go next door. So you see like a freeway going to the next. And he's like, as you can see, everybody may work in this town, they work in this town.
So if I build a town that's really nice to live in, but all the factories and stuff are in the other town.
You see traffic, nothing but traffic of people trying to commute.
So like you and I would have to work on building a bigger freeway between our two towns?
Exactly. And that we'd need to work together.
And we could combine our resources.
Right.
Wow.
So your town, if I'm the town that's like...
We're not going to be living in real life.
We don't need to. So in the two big cities, so they had the little cute city, and then the two big cities, there was one that was like all industrial. It was the one with the crime. The guy didn't... He's like, this guy doesn't care about pollution. He doesn't care about how the Sims are doing. If they're living there, it doesn't matter. It's money. All he's got, he's built a smelting factory because they need iron. You're building this and that, and it's just graffiti and everything, and no, he doesn't care because the people don't live there. They live in another city. They just work in this town. Then meanwhile, the other city is like the commercial town. It's the tourism town. So he's going for a tourism style of play. He's building hotels. He's building a stadium to draw in people to stay in the hotels. He's trying to book big acts at the same time. He's like trying to get a football team in here, trying to get a famous pop star to sing. Meanwhile, all of these cities are working together to get enough different resources of competent workers or necessary building materials to build an international airport. And so collectively, we work together to build this international airport, and then that gives us all the bonuses. The commercial town gets more, the tourism town gets more tourists that come in, the industry town gets more commerce and freight.
When you say log in to play the game, you're given a plot of land or choose a plot of land that is nearby?
Yeah, they wouldn't get into that aspect of it. They wouldn't make it clear like how it was going to be based, if it was server or network or ad hoc, but you get the impression of like, you and I are buddies on Origin, which is their network, and we're linking up, and so they give you like a county or something, and like, this is your county, okay, you get this section, I get this section,
yeah.
And then there are roads between us, and then the thing that we're working on, they said there are a lot of different things you can work towards in this one, where like space shuttle is one of, like, you can build a space shuttle,
a space program
together, and so it brings up a lot
to bring
of questions,
alien criminals.
It brings up a lot of questions like, what happens when I want to play alone? Do I need to wait for you? Are we both playing in real time? Are there different modes? Like, so it'll be interesting to see what happens when the game comes out. But it looks amazing. Beautiful, beautiful looking game.
That's
I can't
exciting.
Wait for it. Okay, how much time do we have?
Well, we're out of time, but I know you really want to talk about Skylanders, am I right?
Yeah, I got to talk about Skylanders. I played Transformers over at the Activision booth, and that is an incredible game. When we were kids, right, Transformers always talked about how they came from Cybertron. They did another game that was like the fall of Cybertron.
Yeah, War for Cybertron.
Yeah, this is like Exodus of
Cybertron. Which I heard really great things about.
I need to go get it, and this game like tops that. It is incredible. I played as Grimlock today. Like, it is not like Generation 9 Transformers. stores or the B stores or whatever.
It's OG.
It is like everybody, like Megatron looks like 80s style Megatron.
Damn right he does.
It is so clean and the characters are so great. I loved it so much. It was like playing Skylanders, but even more emotionally attached. I was like, this was my toy. Like I had Grimlock bouncing him around, rah, rah, and it had this great story and they had Insecticons.
He was a Dinobot, right?
Yeah. And so the Dinobots and Insectobots kind of came about at the same time. So they had this great little demo and stuff. It was a beautiful game, great game. I need to go back and get the first title because I will definitely be picking up the second title. It looks fantastic and great guys over there. They're a cool group. They actually, the studio that we're recording the Sly Games at has been trying to get them to record the Transformer games at the same studio. So it was like, oh, small world. What else before I geek out about Skylanders? This is almost going to become a two-parter.
It's fine.
Oh, gosh.
Take your time, buddy.
Okay. We saw Lollipop Chainsaw there. Did I talk about the Lollipop
Chainsaw?
No, you
did not. Yeah, you just mentioned it when I asked about
it. You'd love
Curry.
It. The girl at PAX, she got sent off the floor because she was mostly naked. So, because it's a cheerleader in a school that gets hit by zombie attacks, and so she just beats them up and stuff. And so that game comes out Tuesday.
So there was a booth babe that got sent home?
She got taken off the floor because she was wearing a pink jumpsuit that was skin tight that had the V-neck dipped down into her crotch. So it went past her belly button to like her, you know, line down there.
Yeah.
Now, you didn't see anything. But you could.
Yeah.
And so, like, cleavage and everything. And so, it's PAX, which is in Canada. So, they're like, ma'am, what's this all about?
So, there was a... So, oh, I see. So, at E3, she's okay.
She was... Yeah, she...
But in PAX in Canada, she was like... She was like, no, we don't do that here.
I saw her on the side. I was like, oh, yeah, that's the girl that got sent off the floor at PAX. Last thing, or second to last thing. So I went over to, you're going to check this out. You're going to love it. So I went over to Skylanders, and lo and behold, they have Giants there, which we all knew they would. And then there's pretty long lines and stuff. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to wait in line because if I come here without playing Skylanders, I'll be pretty bummed. And while I'm waiting in line, I turn around and see the also famous box of Skylanders. Like she's handing out Skylanders while I'm there. So I get out of line, dash over there. Yeah, that's what she wore.
Wow,
she was
that is inappropriate
today.
That is wildly inappropriate. Here's the thing: it says cosplayer though.
Yeah.
Like she's not a booth babe. She's just a chick who dresses up.
Well, she got paid to be there because she's pretty well known as a cosplayer.
Okay.
You can Google. It's not hard to Google. If you Google cosplay Lollipop Chainsaw,
Lollipop Chainsaw booth girl, and then that'll
come
give
up.
You
it'll
a little
come up
blog
pretty
entry.
Quick if you haven't seen it yet. What's
don't
wrong
do this
with
at
you?
The workplace though. Am I right? Am I right?
So
it's not really that bad.
So I darted over there, and she's like, "Well, sorry, I have to give it to big fans." And I was like, "What do you get? What do you got in the box?" And I totally geeked out, like a foaming at the mouth.
You didn't know this was gonna happen. No,
I didn't.
Yeah.
I in my wildest dreams they would have something that would interact with my portal power. To think that they were handing out Sky, just handing them out to people. Just here you go. And I get up there and they're like, and she could see it in my eyes how badly I wanted it. And she's like, I only give it to people that's their favorite character. Like, who's your favorite character? And I had mentioned another Skylander Wham Shell, which is the hardest to find. And I went, you don't have Wham Shell in that box. And everybody around me was like, you idiot. She's giving away a special edition Spyro. And I was like, she's like, I can only give it to fans of Spyro. And I was like, Spyro is the best character in the game. And I was ready to defend it, but I was armed. I was like, here's what's he's got. He's got these powers. He's got range. He's got your speed. He's got your splash damage. I was so ready to go launch into this. And
you didn't want to tell him about how Bash kicked the crap out of him? You didn't want to drop that mad knowledge? Because if I was in the background, I would have said, I kicked the crap out of him with Bash.
She's handing me Spyro. It's in my hands. And I go, well, he's got the three attack. Okay. I walk away and I was like, we talked to another guy and apparently this is one dude's opinion, but he claimed that they were not giving those away to anybody in the first 2 days and were acting like no human was ever going to touch them unless
I know that that's at Comic-Con. That's a real thing because they know that the industry, the first couple days are industry, so they keep all of their cool giveaways until the day before the last day.
Right.
Because the last day, nobody's there.
So the people that were waiting in line got to play these, and I think they had some, because we were there in the last hour and a half. They had so many left that they were just, here you go, take them. And so this thing is probably going for $800 on eBay right now. It's a metallic, really? No, I don't know. But it's a metallic looking Spyro. He looks pretty great. And the best part, if you know anything about Skylanders, is I can play him inside the box.
Yeah.
So he'll never leave this box. He's going to be
great.
Awesome.
When you told me that, I was like, man, I was saying they are really smart.
They've got it all locked down. So it's an E3 and licensing show edition 2012 Skylanders Spyro Adventure. Not Giants, because as we all know, Giants would not work on there. I have to share more of my Skylanders story.
$200, buy it now.
For that same thing that I just got today. I will not be selling that for $200. $2,000.
Bidding, somebody started the bidding at $130. But see, this is the thing. 8 bids for $51 is what it has.
Yeah,
only 2,000 made. There's only 2,000 of those made.
It's
one out of 2,000.
I will never take it out of the box. I will never get rid of it. Okay, so that was pretty great. We dorked around, got to check out a bunch of other stuff. It was all pretty great stuff. Borderlands 2 is coming out. That looks really fantastic. We'll have to play that together sometime. And so then at the very end, just to cap the story off and bring it full around to the last episode, we went back over to Sony, and I could see Matt and Glenn up there, and I waved goodbye, and they tossed me down two shirts. One's a sweet-looking polo, which is, looks really
bowling
good.
It's a bowling shirt.
Oh, sorry, bowling shirt. Yeah. You're right. And then the other one they tossed down was a T-shirt that the whole crew was wearing. Everybody asks for the cool shirt that the people were wearing. They're like, no, it's for the employees. It's how you know where I belong on the floor. I'm with this company. Like, you can't have...
We had Monkey Quest shirts at Comic-Con, and everybody's like, where can I get that shirt?
Yeah, everybody wants...
The Ninja Turtle shirts that we had, oh my gosh.
You were giving away shirts.
No.
Oh, yeah.
I'm saying that we had people that wore them, and I had a bunch of them, but the Ninja Turtle shirts were only for the people that were there from Oasis, and people were like, where can I get that Ninja Turtle? Give me that Ninja Turtle shirt. I gave it to a guy.
I imagine they would have paid... top dollar.
I didn't care. I just gave it to him.
So he tosses me. Glenn tosses me down a shirt that's that same thing. He's like, that's a small. I'm like, that's what I wear. Might have been Matt that tossed it down, but I'm looking forward to wearing my muscle shirt at the next session. So I got some.
Are you really gonna please do that?
I might.
Here's what I want you to do. I want you to wear the bowling shirt on top of that.
Well, and
get into the booth and go, it's a little stuffy in here. And then take it down to the muscle tee.
But they've given me a third shirt that is a two-tone shirt that looks like a regular T-shirt. And then it's got underarms sewn in it. You've seen those
shirts. Long sleeve.
So it's pretty sweet. So I've got three of them. So I can just layer it up with Sanzuro stuff. I'm just like, I'm totally cool. So that was my E3 experience. I'll post some more pictures online. I have a ton of Skylanders photos because I love that stupid game. And thanks for letting me geek out for an hour.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. You're going to put all the pictures up and stuff on
Facebook
page.
I'll put a bunch on Facebook,
Facebook.com/secondfunniespodcast for all that stuff.
Next time we'll debrief the press conference. It'll be a little old news, but it'll still be good to rehash and kind of talk about what we think the industry is going to look like in the year ahead. And this has been Christmas. It's a new year.
I'm excited. You guys can't see Kevin, but he's glowing. He's like, it does look like somebody who came back from a vacation, and it's just like, look at everything I did.
Dude, look at this. I won. Yeah. I win E3. This is the best E3 ever.
Great.
So good.
Send us an email to show@secondfunniespodcast.com or give us a call 408-228-4911. Please share your favorite episode with your friends on Facebook. If you go to secondfunniespodcast.com, right underneath each episode, you could put share this on Facebook, or you could email it to your friends. That's our big thing. If we could get this, if we could get this up to 10,000 people listening, this could bona fide be our job. This could be our full-time
thing. And don't you want more?
Yeah, then we could do it 5 days a week.
Oh, don't you want more Slack?
And one of those days, we could always do email episodes. On behalf of my good friend, Kevin Miller, this is Justin Wardrop saying,
okay, bye.